From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 985th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Porter Wagoner.
I met a little girl in the state of Arkansas. Her name, it was Mirandy. I wanted to love, so I asked her, Paul, he said, tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy.
My, oh my, if the apple of your eye, don't think you're real Jim Dandy. Take my advice and put it on ice, boy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy.
Love seems rocky and rough, and if your sugar gets sandy, you can bet your boots she'll shred her stuff. If you tell her lies and feed her candy, tell her lies and feed her candy.
My, oh my, if the apple of your eye, don't think you're real Jim Dandy. Take my advice and put it on ice, boy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. I don't think you're real Jim Dandy. Take my advice and put it on ice, boy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy.
Thank you, neighbors. Thank you a lot, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, how about telling the folks who we'll have on the show with us?
Glad to, Porter. Well, Rod Brasfield leads the list, along with Miss June Carter.
And Chet Atkins is back once more.
Yes, sir, he sure is. And then there's Miss Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our special guest tonight, Benny Martin. And here to get things started with a great big bang is a funny man in a big baggy suit, Rod Brasfield.
Well, that's about the finest music I ever hear. Thank you, man. Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. Howdy, Mr. Porter Wagoner.
Well, hello, Rod.
Doggone, it's good to see you tonight, boy.
Well, same to you. What are you doing late, Rod?
Late?
What do you mean showing up late here for the show?
I had a blowout.
You had a blowout? I didn't even know that you owned a car, Rod.
I don't. The blowout was last night. Boy, did we have a talk. I tell you, me and my gal Susie went to this big party, you know, this big blowout, this big party there. Boy, yeah. You sure are tan, ain't you?
Well, thank
Been
you,
Been playing Rod. Golf, ain't you?
Yeah, a little.
Yes, sir? We went to this big party last night, Porter.
Yeah.
And it was awful, awful late when we got home.
Later.
Oh, good gracious, it must have been 9:30. Yeah. And me and her was sitting in there in the sitting room on the settee, just sitting there. Just
sitting there, you know.
And her daddy come in there and he says to me, he says, Rodney, we turn the lights out in this house at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock?
Yeah. You know what I said?
What did you say, Rodney?
I said, that's awful nice of you, buddy. I don't like her daddy nohow, Porter.
You don't like
no,
him?
No, I don't like him. I can't get along with old Booger at all. He's so crooked.
He's crooked.
He's so crooked, every time I shake hands with him, I turn around and count my fingers. Tell you the truth.
Oh, my.
Uncle Siphon ain't Sap's having trouble, too.
No kidding.
Yeah,
again?
Seems like all of us Brasfields are having trouble nowadays. Yeah, they're having trouble. The other night, they had a big speaking down at the schoolhouse at home.
Yeah.
Uncle Sipe and Sap went and took the babies in the baby buggy, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody took their babies in the baby buggy and left them outside the auditorium there and with a babysitter, you know.
Yeah.
And the speaking was over, and Aunt Sap and Uncle Sipe started home, got about halfway home, and Aunt Sap says to Uncle Sipe, my goodness, we've made a mistake. This ain't our baby buggy. He says, shut up, fool. This one's got rubber tires on it. That Uncle Sipe is a mess, you know it?
Oh, he's a dandy.
Oh, he's a mess. And so ugly, Porter, I'm telling you, that's
all
a,
right.
That old man is so ugly, every time he sends a picture to some of his fans, you know, on the radio and TV,
yeah,
he cuts it up in little bitty pieces like a crossword puzzle. That's so as they can get used to his picture gradually as they go along, you know. Hey, Porter.
Yeah, Rodney.
It's hot tonight, ain't it?
It's pretty warm, yeah.
Gosh, I'm just a plum perspiring. I come up here on the bus today, and it was so crowded, there was a lady standing up right behind me, and all of a sudden she says to me, says, "Be still." And I said, "What's the matter?" "Here, you can hold this strap, you know."
Yeah.
"Hold that strap up there in the bus."
Yeah.
She said, "Never mind, I've got one." I said, "Well, turn my tie loose then." When I got up here, I went in a cafe to get me a little dab of grub.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to eat. I was already hungry.
Yeah.
And I says to the waitress, I says, "What have y'all got today?" She says, "I've got stewed kidneys, boiled tongue, fried liver, and pig's feet." I said, "Well, before you go see your doctor, bring me some ham and eggs."
Oh, Rodney, you sure do have a time. Now then, I think it's time that we got our guest out here and let him do a little entertaining. So let's all get together and give a great big grand old Opry welcome to that boy from Decca Records, Benny Martin. Let's hear it. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, Benny.
Glad to be here, Porter.
By the way, they tell me that you've got out a couple of new records on the Decca label that are really comers.
I sure hope so, Porter.
Well, if they're anything like a couple of your others, they're bound to do real good. I don't suppose that I could kind of persuade you to sing one of them, could I?
Well, if you twisted my arm a little. That's enough, oh, I'll do it, that's fine.
Well, I figured it would be. Here he is, neighbors. Benny Martin with one of his latest... Border Baby.
Oh, shucks.
Down along the Rio Grande, where the banks are white with sand, is the town of Juarez, Mexico. It's where I met the lady I call my Border Baby. I loved her and then I had to go. As I walked across the border, the more I've thought about her, I've wondered if she'll ever think of me. When I go back to court her, if she's waiting at the border, then I know my Border Baby loves me too. I'd long to hold and kiss her once again on the banks of the river Rio Grande. We'll build a hacienda on the sand. Then I'll marry my baby from our borderland. I'm going back to Mexico and find the girl that I love so, the one that I call my Border Baby. It won't be long till there will be a little wetback just like me. I'll be so happy with my Border Baby. Banks on the river Rio Grande. We'll build a hacienda on the sand. Then I'll marry my baby from our borderland. I'm going back to Mexico and find the girl that I love so, the one that I call my Border Baby. It won't be long till there will be little wetbacks just like me. I'll be so happy with my Border Baby.
Well, Benny, mighty, mighty fine. You know, with the Labor Day coming up a week from Monday, it looks like the long weekend will be the last chance to kind of get out with the kids before they head back to school. You planning anything special?
Sure am, Porter. We're getting together with all the relatives and taking the kids on a 3-day fishing trip.
Well, there's nothing goes over with the kids as well as a well-planned fishing trip.
Yes, and nothing goes over with our dads. Like plenty of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. That's why we're laying in a good supply.
I know what you mean, Benny. Prince Albert is always fresh and it's crimp cut, so it packs right and burns even and cool. PA always tastes good, too. That's because the special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco.
Making men in the crowd like PA. It rolls easy and smokes good.
You're mighty right, Benny. So, neighbors, whether you're a making man or a pipe smoker, lay in a good supply of PA for over the Labor Day weekend. Enjoy the mild, mellow, tasty, comfortable smoking you get with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Here's my good friend Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, and the Grand Ole Opry square dancers, all set to do a little fancy stepping to an old-timer called Sally Ann. Well, thank you, Tommy, and thank you, Square Dancers. Neighbors, that brings us down to hymn time on the Grand Ole Opry, a time that I like mighty well. You know, in this day and age, with all the talk about rockets to the moon and missiles into outer space, we get a little overcome with the size and distance of the infinite, and it scares us just a little, but there's really no need to be scared at all, because God is still in heaven, and heaven's just a prayer away. Heaven, talk to Jesus every day, for he knows that you are coming. Heaven's just a prayer away. On Sunday, get down on your knees and pray. Give your heart and soul to Jesus. Heaven's just a prayer away. Sunday, get down on your knees and pray. Give your heart and soul to Jesus. Heaven's just a prayer away. Heaven's just a prayer away.
Thank you, Porter. There's a great deal of comfort in what you said, and thanks again for reminding us. But now, what's next on the Opry? Who's our next entertainer?
Well, now, Grant, I don't think that there's any better entertainment than a good guitar music. Right now, when it comes to guitar music, there's none better than my boss man out at RCA Victor, Chet Atkins. Here he is to play Say CC. very mighty fine. Chet Atkins and Say CC. Thank you, Chester.
Say, Porter, I want you to answer a question for me. Chester always plays a great tune on the opera here for us, but do you ever notice he never says anything? You reckon he can't talk?
Oh, he can talk all right, but he just doesn't want to talk unless he has something to say. On the other hand, we do have somebody here on the show who's just the opposite. Even if she hasn't got anything to say, she'll talk. And she'll talk a Blue Streak. So here she is, Blue Streak and all, Miss June Carter.
Hello, June Love.
You colorblind, it's a red streak tonight. No, I tell you what, I ain't doing too hot out here tonight. All last week I've been having shooting pains. I was on that bus with Ernest Tubb. He's got one of them big old buses he drives around all over the country. And I'd get a shooting pain in my neck and it'd disappear. And then I'd get a shooting pain in the arm and it'd disappear. And then I'd get a shooting pain in the leg and it'd disappear.
Well, are you having any shooting pains now?
No, I guess they went out to reload again. You see, Ernest Tubbs got him one of these big old buses, and he won't let any of the boys drive it. He drives it all the time himself, and he just sets up at that wheel and just goes night and day. Poor old thing, bless his heart. I'm telling you, it's just terrible. I forgot my routine. Well, I ain't through yet. I've stopped to swallow. Oh, I knew this was going to happen to me someday, but I didn't know it
yet. What all has he got on his bus? You used to tell me a while ago he didn't even have any license on it.
No, he wears a pedestrian on the front. No kidding, this one man saw him coming down the street, and he saw Ernest a-coming. Ernest was hot on his trail, and that guy run down the street and up the alley and up three flights of stairs, and Ernest would have got him too, but he run out of gas. It was so crowded on there, he had so many people on that bus, this pair of Siamese twins was separated in the crowd. It's got all over Ernest, the poor old thing. Have y'all seen him lately, him driving night and day like that? Have you seen him, poor?
I haven't seen him, no, not in the last week or two.
He looks like a milk bottle with elbows. Then, too, it's been kind of hard on me. I tell you what, he's got hats on that bus for everybody. Him coming from Texas, he's got 10-gallon hats for everybody. Of course, somebody else is from Texas, I see. He got me one, too, but I couldn't wear it. No, it wouldn't fit my 11-gallon head. I had to take it off. He's got a little washing room in the back where the girls go in and wash their face. And we was all back in there. There's three of us girls in there washing her face. And Ernest, he rounded one of them curves real fast, and the lights went out. And just as he went around, my face slipped out of my hands into somebody else's hands. And I said, "Pardon me, ma'am, but I think that's my face you're washing." And she said, "Well, honey, if this is yours, somebody else has got mine then, because the one I'm washing's been talking, and I ain't said a word in 5 minutes." I've got it all rolled up here in a little poem, kind of like it happened. We was washing our faces and everything, and I grabbed a face, it was by the nose, a minute fur to ponder, and as noses run, friends, that nose hit run away out yonder. "This ain't my face," I said, "I can tell by the mouth that it ain't a singer." And as I said them words of women, of wisdom, I'm going to start again. This ain't my face, I said. "I can tell by the mouth it ain't a singer." And as I said them words of wisdom, that mouth hauled off and bit me on the finger.
Hey, Porter! Yeah, Mr. Wagner, you should have seen old Pud Tinkham a while ago. He got so mad, he was just plumb purple.
Oh, now, Rod, he ought to relax and take things easy and comfortable.
I know, but he...
And there's nothing that gives you comfort like smoking a pipe full of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. P.A. gives a man the most comfortable smoke he can get.
Yeah.
P.A. is crimp cut, and it's always fresh.
Yeah.
P.A. tastes good, because the mellow goodness and the flavor of the fine tobacco is locked in by a special PA process.
I know that.
But Pud knows all this, so I don't see why he's so mad.
Well, some of the fellas stole his tin of Prince Albert while he was asleep.
Oh, well, in that case, he ought to do like so many other pipe smokers and making men do. step into the nearest store and get himself another can of Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, that's the test. The brewed Prince Albert is naturally best. Smoke so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
And here's our guest back again with another side of his new deck of record. Make welcome Benny Martin and his sister Joanne to sing My Fortune.
Thank you, Benny.
Ah, gypsy, please tell me my fortune, for I'd like to know how I stand. If I have lost her forever, well, it's showing the palm of my hands. Ah, gypsy, please tell me my future. Tell me if I'll win again, or would it be better to love or forget her? Ah, gypsy, this is my command.
Well, sir, I can tell you your fortune. As easy as the first time, 'cause your heart won't be as careless again. For the last time you were hurt, sir, so deeply. The scars on your heart seem to say, and the only way they will find it is for true love to take them away.
Ah, gypsy, I'm glad you told my fortune, 'cause you made my love live again. And at last I can relive my past. Oh, gypsy, I thank you again.
Thank you, Benny, for letting us hear your new song. Now, Miss Dale Wood in one of her fine Victor recordings, Whirl Away. Thank you, Miss Dell. A real wonderful job, as usual. Folks, we'd like to do the other side of our new RCA Victor record. We done Tell Her Lies and Feed Her Candy a while ago. Here's the ballad side of it. I hope you will enjoy. It was like this.
Haven't you heard there's a new love for me? Haven't you heard you're just my used to be? She held out her hand, said, haven't you heard? I saw a gold wedding band, I was lost for words. I wanted to
haven't you heard?
Haven't you heard? There's a new love for me. Haven't you heard? You're just my used to be. Back her hand, I wanted to cry. It was all I could stand to see her waving goodbye. I wanted to cry, I wanted to die when she said these words.
Oh, haven't you heard?
When she said these words, oh, haven't you heard?
Neighbors, we gotta go, but I just wanna say that it was mighty swell having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Ray Price will be heading the show with Charlie Walker as his special guest. Be listening then, won't you? Till then, this is Porter Wagoner saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Taste a real cigarette. Taste a real cigarette.
Have a Camel.
The best tobacco makes the best smoke. So have a Camel, have a real smoke. So rich in flavor, mild all the way. No wonder it's the number one smoke in the USA.
Taste a real cigarette. Taste a real cigarette.
Have a Camel. Have a Camel.
More people smoke Camels today than any other cigarette of any kind. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to Armed Forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.